Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Today we start a new chapter. Babu al-Nahi an ta'adhib al-Abdi wal-Dabati wal-Mar'ati wal-Waladi bi-ghayri sababin shari'iyin uza'idin ala qadri al-adabi. The chapter on the prohibition of punishing a slave, punishing an animal, punishing a woman, punishing a child without any shari'i reason or beyond the limit of discipline. In other words, Shariat understands that there is something as a limit of discipline. By you going beyond the limit of discipline, this is not something that is permissible at all. So let's just understand what this chapter is speaking about. Punishing a slave. You'll find that this chapter is speaking about Allah Ta'ala has put a man in charge, Allah Ta'ala has put a person in charge, and Allah has made it such that He's got certain people that are seen as His subordinates, that are His subordinates. Allah Ta'ala put him in charge, has made him his guardian, made him a guardian and in charge of people. So you'll find that he'll be in charge of a woman, his wife, for example, his daughter, and other woman Allah Ta'ala will put him in charge of. Like that, Allah Ta'ala will sometimes give a person a slave, sometimes the person is given a animal, sometimes the person has a mode of transport, people have got animals that they keep. So now, if a person wishes to discipline any one of these people, even maybe his own child, so they, Shariat allows, there is such a thing as discipline. The West has taken it to such an extreme that you can't touch the child, you can't discipline the child, you can't hit the child, you can't do anything, that it becomes child abuse. And then what happens after that? The child starts abusing the parents, starts abusing the teachers, starts abusing everyone else. Why? Because we made new laws of child abuse. Shariat understands that there is a room, there is scope for a parent to discipline the child, for a husband to discipline his slaves, his staff. Sometimes there may be a need for him to even discipline the animal. Those people that are used to animals will tell you that sometimes these animals, they have a wild streak. So therefore they also need to be tamed. They also need to be disciplined. They also need to be taught. So like that, a person in life, they will be situations where Shariat does allow discipline. You got a teacher in the class and he's told that you're not allowed to discipline the children, then what will happen? There'll be no class left. The children will become the teachers. Why? Because the teacher can't discipline the children any longer. So this is the beauty of Shariat. It's given limits and you're allowed to stay within those limits and don't go beyond that. So this is what this chapter is teaching us. Inshallah, as we are going, we'll explain some of the limits, what they are, and we'll explain it a little bit further. But just to understand, this is the beauty of our deen. It doesn't take away the power altogether of discipline, and it doesn't allow a person to exceed the bounds of discipline and go into oppression, to harm someone and to hurt someone. So Shariat has got a beautiful balance. There is such a thing as discipline. If you don't have discipline, then you'll get extreme behavior. And when you have discipline, then you have discipline within limits. قال الله تعالى, the first ayat of the Quran Sharif, Imam Nawawi rahmatullah alayhi, he brings one ayat in this chapter from Surah Nisa. قال الله تعالى وبالوالدين إحسانا وبذي القربى واليتامى والمساكين والجار ذي القربى والجار الجنب والصاحب بالجنب وابن السبيل وما ملكت أيمانكم إن الله لا يحب من كان مختالا فخورا. Allah Ta'ala says, show kindness. Now this is the beauty of Islam. The beauty of Islam is we are taught to show kindness all the time. Discipline is a measure that is taken from time to time, but kindness is something that we are taught to do all the time, wherever we are, wherever it's possible, and wherever a person should be showing kindness, now he must express the kindness. Look at this beautiful ayat. How many different situations a person is showed or told to show kindness. So show kindness, and in English this word ihsan is just translated as kindness. It doesn't do justice to what the Quran Sharif is saying. The Quran Sharif is saying, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Ihsan means to go out of your way to assist and to be kind to the next person. In other words, one is just not type of reciprocal behavior. Person was kind to us, so we'll be kind to the person. Person was good to us, so we'll be good to the person. Ihsan means that we go beyond what a person would do for us also. We show that higher level of courtesy, higher level of cooperation, higher level of kindness. This is what the ayat of the Quran is saying, or ihsan, using the word ihsan. So the first thing is, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا. Show kindness to your parents. Show kindness, the next part, to your relatives. Show kindness to the orphans. Show kindness to the destitute. Show kindness to the near neighbors. and show kindness to the distant neighbors, the companion, show kindness to the companion by your side, travelers and those in your possession, in other words, the slaves. Verily, Allah Ta'ala says, verily Allah Ta'ala does not like the one who is proud and boastful. Now we might ask ourselves, what is this last part of this ayat? Inna Allah la yuhibbu man kana mukhtalan fakhura. The first part of the ayat is telling us to show kindness to so many different categories of people. And the last part of the ayat is saying that verily Allah Ta'ala does not like the one who is proud and boastful. Ulama explained the relationship between this closing part of the ayat and all these other categories of kindness that we are supposed to show is when a person is boastful, when a person is proud, that's when a person now takes away the rights of all the other people. Why? Because he's got this arrogance in him, he's got this pride in him, he's boastful. Allah does not like this. When he got these qualities, that's when he starts eating the rights of everyone else up. And when he's got humility in him, he's got general act of softness in him, then you'll find, or the general condition, the general, he's got the general characteristic of kindness and softness in him, then he'll be very kind to every person. But when he's got pride and he's boastful and arrogant, and he doesn't mind eating everyone else's rights up. So therefore Allah Ta'ala at the end of this ayat is saying that verily Allah Ta'ala does not like the one who is proud and the one who is boastful. Just to explain some parts of this ayat of the Quran, this ayat of the Quran is very, very deep. In fact, it can take few days to explain. Show kindness to parents. This kindness to parents, as we know, what a great thing it is in Islam, in deen. Nowadays, unfortunately, this is one of the biggest cries of the parents, is the children don't listen anymore. And not only don't listen, the children are a means of so much of pressure for the parents. Psychological pressure, sometimes financial pressure. Sometimes the children are going onto drugs and other things. So what happens is it creates all types of stress for the parents. What the ayat of the Quran is saying, show kindness to your parents. Take away every type of worry, every type of problem. Be a coolness to their eyes. Bring a source of comfort to your parents. This is what we are taught. Not the opposite, is we have become a pain and a difficulty for the parents. Every time the parent is worried, now what is the child up to? What is he going to ask me for? What is he going to demand? How is he going to behave? So this is the complete opposite what Shariat is teaching us. They show kindness to parents, show kindness to your relatives, orphans and destitute, near neighbors, distant neighbors. Imagine. In other words, the whole community you be good. Not only those neighbors that are immediately close to you, even the distant neighbors also, show kindness to them. People say that Islam is a religion of oppression. Islamic is a barbaric religion. Look at what Islam is teaching us. It's telling us to show kindness to all our neighbors. The distant neighbors, the near neighbors. Show kindness to the companion by your side. What a beautiful thing this is. What a beautiful... In other words, a person may be traveling by bus. He's using public transport. He may be traveling by taxi. Maybe traveling in the train or in the aeroplane. There'll be somebody that will be sitting next to you. That is a companion by your side. Ayat of the Quran is telling us, even that man that is sitting next to you, show him kindness also. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq. This is a beautiful part of our deen. Not only the neighbor that is staying there full time, the distant neighbor. You'll have a temporary neighbor also when you're traveling, when you're moving. Show that man also kindness. Sometimes a person is sitting on a desk, working in his office. There may be somebody else sitting on the desk next to him. That now person is his temporary neighbor. Show that person courtesy and kindness also. Be considerate of that person. Now if you think of this, sometimes the man is sitting in the masjid, the person that is next to him in the masjid is his temporary neighbor. He's a companion by his side. That man also he should show courtesy. Wherever we can think and apply our mind, you'll find there'll be so many different situations where a person has got a companion by his side. Show that man also a level of courtesy. Person is boarding, he's staying somewhere in a place, in a hostel for example, and there may be other people that are staying there. There's a companion by his side. Take care of that person. Now we see our brothers, many of them and sisters that are staying in Gaza, in tents. Some of these tents, there are so many people staying in one tent. So you'll have one companion by the side, somebody staying next to you. That person also needs to be shown a level of consideration. And then Allah Ta'ala mentions the last part of it. Those wama malakat imanukum, those people that are under your possession, in other words, your slaves. In other words, in that time and age, when people would treat slaves like animals. In fact, the West, it is recorded that they would take a slave from Africa, they'll put him in a zoo in America or in Europe, and people will actually come to see what a black person looks like. In other words, they'll put him in a zoo, like how we put animals in a zoo, and people would come to see that this is what a black man looks like. In that time, in that era, in that period, when people were treated with so much of disregard, slaves were treated with so much of disregard, Allah Ta'ala is saying, using the same words of ihsan, وَبِلْ وَالِدَيْنِ إِحْسَانًا, treat your parents with ihsan. In other words, treat the slaves also with ihsan. How you treat your parents, in other words, the word that was used for parents, treat your slave also with that kindness. Where would you ever get this? This is the beauty of Islam, the beauty of deen. Same word that is used to treat parents is used to treat the slaves in that era when people had no regard for slaves at all. So this is the beauty of Islam. So when we hear people saying that Islam is oppressive, Islam encourages slavery, then we must quote or we must read this ayat of the Quran. Islam is teaching a person to be kind to his slaves like how he's kind to his parents. May Allah Ta'ala give us all the tawfiq of making amal. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. Wassalamun ala al-mursaleen, walhamdulillahi rabbil alamin.